You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, 3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Yes, you're not hearing things. We did open the show with some Pistons conversation. It's worth a listen because I think we have a huge problem with someone we paid $250 million to. I have a different topic to bring up here. Here we go. Simple. You heard the news, Deontay Johnson's a Raven. Yesterday, Josh Uche got traded to the Chiefs. The NFL trade deadline's a week away. I thought about something. I said, okay, it's a would-you-rather of biblical proportions, but only one of them would actually bring everyone together. So here's what I want to know. We have all lusted after the Lions making a big trade. And whether Dan Campbell is trolling or stoking the fire or downplaying it as he did today, we sit here. We all wait. We believe the Lions are one of the elite teams in the league. We know they have certain needs, i.e. they need help on the defensive line, more specifically an edge rusher. We all, 90% of us, want them to make a move. Fair? Some of us, myself included, it's a non-starter to not make a move. You're all in. We've seen Les Snead do it. We've seen Howie Roseman do it. We've seen Eric DaCosta do it. We've seen John Lynch do it. You get bold. You're all in. Go. Why am I bringing it up? Simple. Week from today, what would you rather? Your candidate wins the election or the Lions make a blockbuster move? It's that simple. Because it doesn't matter who wins the election. Everybody hates each other. But what would bring America together? Oh, I got you. The Detroit Lions making a bold effing move. And from both sides of the aisle, we hold hands. It's like, what was it? Farm Aid. Back when Rico was at Farm Aid. We are the world. We are the children or whatever.
No, Live Aid.
Whatever. The point I'm making is, the election don't mean nothing to me. I want the trade.
So just a bold move, nothing bold. More. So not saying you're going to get the bold move, win the Super Bowl. Just
The bold move.
I'm just setting the parameters for
just
people.
Just like next Tuesday, you either get the candidate or you get the move. I want the move.
You're voting move.
I'm voting bold.
Mikey. Mike. Mike is voting move, and he approves that message.
Let's get to it, shall we? How bad do you want this move? Are you willing to trade your political allegiances for a Super Bowl? It's simple. The country's not going to get fixed no matter who wins. But the Lions can. The Lions winning a Super Bowl is the unify. The Lions are going to act like Voltron for the universe if they win a Super Bowl. Talk to me.
I'm going to have to go Randy Johnson. That's a no for me, dog.
Are you serious?
That's a no for me,
you don't
dog.
Want the trade bad enough. You want candidate over happiness.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's why I ask, is it Super Bowl?
I can't guarantee it. And you can't guarantee a good presidency.
I can't. But
you would get the candidate, but you have no idea what the next 4 years hold.
Titans didn't make a move last year, and they damn near made the Super Bowl.
Damn near. Hey, listen, certain people damn near won the election. It doesn't count. The point I'm making is, Rico Beard, you're choosing political allegiance over Lions happiness.
Yes.
You're a disgrace. David, your thoughts. David, your candidate or bold move?
Yeah, I have to go with Rico here. It has to be my candidate, not bold move. I'm sorry, Detroit. Sorry, Detroit. I must not care about you anymore, but it has to be my candidate.
Ah, you know what? I trust in Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. They'll get this thing done.
I do.
And after what Dan Campbell did to us yesterday, well, he trolled us. He lost a little bit of credibility because he always was the straight shooter. And it was like, wait, is Dan tipping his hand? No, he just played us. He played us like a fiddle.
Week from today, people, it's going down. NFL trade deadline will be where my focus is at. Or people screaming and yelling about the presidential election. Here's my point. I want the bold move because I don't care which candidate wins. All that's going to happen is they're going to take all my money. So it really doesn't matter. So let's just get to it. Fix the damn roads.
Different election. It's just like, that's next year.
I know. I'm just busting chops. I'm being serious. If that's how bad I want this Lions thing.
Bold move. So you're talking like Miles Garrett, Max Crosby.
I'm not naming names. That upsets people.
We're saying bold.
Bold.
So I'm saying classify bold as, yeah, you're talking one of those two.
You'll know it when you see it. Okay. I can't classify. It's an emotion. It's something where you get to hit the, where David goes, I have breaking news. And when he speaks, you go, oh, damn. Okay. That kind of move. Because here's reality is your competition is stocking the shelves.
I guess it helps that your competition is in the AFC. They're stocking the shelves. This isn't Philly. This isn't Minnesota. It's not Green Bay so far. So that helps. That kind of kicks the can because you're thinking, okay, we can only face one of those teams in the Super Bowl.
That's right. But don't worry. Howie Roseman's going to do something. Howie Roseman always does. The Packers will do something. You are going to see these teams doing stuff. The bottom line is you don't need to worry about anybody else. If you believe you're the best team in the NFC anyways, F everybody else. I want to take care of me. And in the end, isn't that what politics is about? F everybody. I want what I want. Well, here's my thing. I don't care who wins. We're effed either way. This country's a mess. I just want to be left alone. Does it matter who wins? Do I get left alone as long as I pay my taxes? Okay, here's my point. Rico, I want the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl will unite us. The Super Bowl can bring Kid Rock and Eminem together.
But together.
No.
But when I asked that question, Voltron. I was told no.
Voltron.
Doesn't guarantee Super Bowl.
I can't guarantee that. Like, you can't guarantee getting
in. We can't bring in Voltron.
Yes, you can. I'll tell you why.
We're missing the yellow robot.
Listen. You are out of order. I'm making a point. Rico, I can't guarantee that any candidate's talking points actually happen in their 4 years in office next Tuesday. How could I guarantee a Super Bowl? I can't. But I can guarantee you happiness. Immediate happiness. The Lions made a bold move and went all in. Do you realize it is destiny right now with the Lions? Hey, I have an idea. You know what would make the Green Bay game easier? Let's kill Jordan Love. Dead. Hey, you know what would make the Houston game easier? Nico Collins and Steph Diggs. Dead. Hit the button. Dead.
So they don't need to make the move.
Yes, they do. It's all getting handed to you right now. Handed to you. We make a bold move. Trey Hendrickson, descend from the space portal.
You got Bifrost. You got Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback for the Colts.
So. I'm perfect.
Right. You don't need the move. The NFL is just laying down and saying, here. You can rub the belly.
Week from today, your candidate or your team, you pick. And being that I don't have political affiliation, it doesn't matter to me. I want the parade. You deserve a parade. Doesn't matter who wins the election. No one's going to be happy. And I'm not interested. I like to watch the world burn from a good safe distance.
Well, I don't want to be the one on the spigot. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead.
Rico, you really... You don't want
You don't want the bold move bad enough. You don't get to ask me the question and then question my
answer. No, I'm just surprised. I thought you were a man of the people. I thought you care about your city. It just surprises me.
I do. So that's what I said.
David shaking his head. Yeah. David's going to support you.
Oh, no, I'm going to say I don't care about the people.
I care about the
people. That's why I don't want the bold move.
I care about the people.
This is stunning.
But like I said, if the bold move was a guaranteed Super Bowl, that's different. But bold move is just a bold move. Nah, we're good.
And it's not politics, because I don't care who your candidate is. You don't need to even say it. I'm not interested, quite frankly. I don't care. Your candidate next Tuesday, or a breaking news sounder on your favorite radio show, the Lions have made an oh-bleep move. All in. Teddy KGB nibbling on Oreos, all in. I'll splash de pot whenever I want. I want Brad Holmes eating Oreos and splashing the pot next Tuesday.
You know what, David?
Candidates be damned.
I feel a little better about this, David, about what we've chosen, because a voice from on high has agreed with us, David. Big G chimed in. Big G's on our side.
Oh, please. Please. The guy roots for a 2-15 football team. Go to bed, Dad. Take a nap. 248-539-9797. All things are racket anyways. David, we got some ticket texts coming in. I bet you do. Sort through them.
They're good. No, they are. They are really good.
There's no problems.
I didn't ask for your candidate.
You can't get mad at what I didn't ask for. I just want football. What?
You're so funny.
What do you mean?
I like people play by the rules. Are you ready?
I don't care. I'm here till 6.
Let me know when you're done.
Read something.
He's here till 6, so I'll just hold on. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. No. Okay. David, all right. Spets it out to you. Okay.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we've asked a probing question a week from today. Your presidential candidate or your big Lions trade? Give me the trade. The politics stuff is all nonsense. David, what do you have on the ticket text? This is exciting.
Lions blockbuster move, bring in both Garrett and Smith. Someone says, if I had a choice of being a diehard Lion fan, I had the choice for it to come true. It'd be my presidential choice to be president. No question there.
Okay.
Marlon in Walt Lake.
All right.
My candidate wins the election, someone says. I love this next one that came through. It says, I've been a season ticket holder, Silver Dome to Ford Field, a lifelong loser. I'd rather my president win than anything. Sports can end.
You're not a lifelong loser, okay?
Yeah, you're not. You're a winner in my book.
Right.
And second of all, listen, here's the reality. Lions winning a Super Bowl will be way more impactful than any. I mean, all politics is a four-year rotation. It's like a kitten with a yarn ball. Nothing changes. The only people who win are the people in politics. Neither side cares about us.
Well, that's what this person says. Give me the Lions move. I'll be happy for 8 years, regardless, with the Super Bowl
win. Right, you get an extra term. You win a Super Bowl. Think of the memories. Think about what we're doing. Rico's going to be signing autographs at the Kearns clock. Do you know how exciting this is going to be?
Right, but bold move, not guaranteed Super Bowl.
And neither does a candidate.
I'm just saying that we're talking Super Bowl. Like that's different.
Hey, you know what it's like to almost win a Super Bowl. That hurts.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Wouldn't you rather just not make it? Like, I'm a Yankee fan. I'd rather not have made the World Series this year than endure this.
No.
Okay.
David, No, you know what? I take that back. To go to the Super Bowl and get blown out, yeah, that's painful. Mm. But if you, like, I'm not trying to be funny. If you lose in Game 7, it hurts.
Even worse.
No.
Well, don't worry. The Yankees are going to lose in Game 4.
Now, getting swept, yeah, that's when you start questioning life and life choices.
Or Aaron Boone's medulla oblongata. David.
Lions bowl move. I've seen my candidate win before. I haven't seen the Lions win a Super Bowl.
There it is.
Okay.
It's the best Lions team of your life. Come on.
Tom and Warren says 100% Lions big trade. Set up the D for the next two seasons and take a Super Bowl to Detroit. We've suffered long enough.
And that's right. See, unlike politicians, I'm bringing the community together. I'm me-oving the community. The Lions Super Bowl would bring people together that absolutely hate each other based on politics.
Me-oving.
Shout out Tom Gorse.
Mike, Rico, I'll take a Super Bowl win over my candidate. A chance to win because of a trade is different than a guarantee.
But no, it's not a guaranteed Super Bowl win.
Right.
It's just a blockbuster trade.
David? What? Again, how many times are you going to use a drop about uniforms?
My candidate for lots of reasons, LOL.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Stop bringing politics into sports. I don't want to hear it. This isn't, though, but okay.
You're not, you weak-minded pansy. I didn't even ask who your candidate is, nor do I care. I asked what's more important to you, the Lions doing the unthinkable or your candidate winning next Tuesday, snowflake.
This is for us from Sean Rico. It says, thank you, gentlemen, for your patriotism. someone else says country first.
Okay, fine.
Bold move, F the candidates.
That's, I may as well have written that.
Bold move or moves over either of those idiots, and don't knock for a second. Sex with a pregnant gal until you try it, Mike.
I was making a point. Steph Diggs was out of order. If that story's true, he was out of order.
I'm not going on any more sales calls.
I cannot believe I just read that text.
I can't believe you did. I can't believe that entire topic. Let's just move on.
It wasn't a topic. I just made a point. You said the guy blew his knee out. I go, was it extracurricular or football?
I'm sitting there like,
What?
It was all over the newspapers. Okay. That's Offset's baby. That's unbelievable. We are a lost society. Well, that's why I'll take the bold move over the candidates.
At least he doesn't have to sweat it out in the delivery room. He knows that ain't mine. Offset, that's on you.
Okay, then. To the people. Let's make it happen. Let's go to Savone, 97.1. Is it Savon or Savone?
Savon.
Savon, I apologize. Welcome. What's going on?
No, all good. I was calling to talk about the Cade Cunningham thing. I do agree with you as far as Cade is not a point guard in my book. The turnovers, just the leadership. He's definitely better off the ball. But I do say we didn't do him any service. We picked up three dead guys. That's like their careers are just inconsistent. We got Tim Hardaway. We got Tobias Harris and Malik Beasley. They're also three guys who are inconsistent. They can't score in the fourth either. I think we need to take a look at Marcus Sasser, give him some more time, and possibly look at trading Ivy. He just plays like the Los Angeles Lakers version of Westbrook. He just knows go. And I just don't see it. I would trade him and probably another piece and try to go get Zach LaVine and maybe Lonzo Ball and see what we got left out of him.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. All right.
The person you're going to bring in is going to bring in that response. It's not going to be somebody like, oh, yeah.
Not Zach
so
LaVine.
So excited.
Well,
Zach
if you look around the league, there aren't really many point guards. So I would just use what Lonzo Ball has left while we go try to potentially draft another point guard. But all I know is Ivy is not the answer at point guard. So it's hard to move Cade off the ball when your next option is Ivy at point guard.
Savon,
you don't really have one on the roster.
Savon, you a Lions fan or no?
Yes.
Your candidate or Lions make a bold move week from today?
I'm taking the bold move, man. The world can burn at that point.
See, my man, that's exactly where I'm at with it. House is already on fire. Doesn't matter who wins. It's just a different brand of heat. I'll take the bold move in a Super Bowl and everybody holding hands. Because you know what won't be discussed at a Super Bowl parade? Politics. Nobody will care. It's happiness. It's joy. It's pursuit of, in fact, it is the only pursuit of the American dream. A Lions Super Bowl. A can-do story, Rico.
You know what? You should use that as your platform and just run.
For what?
For any office. I like that.
No. Don't you already know? All the smart people are smart enough to know not to run for office. No.
I can see. Mike, I would vote for you.
No, we're good.
No?
No, I'm not in this.
You would never even like class president, nothing?
No, I don't. Why would you ever subject yourself to it?
Because class president was nothing. It was just a popularity contest.
Were you class president?
No.
Really?
No.
That surprises me.
Really?
Yeah, because you love that stuff. You like all the attention.
Wait,
no, you love attention. You like being the center of everything. I like being left alone.
Hey, what are you talking about? How am I the center of everything? David, literally, every time I walk any place, you know what the first question I get is? Where's Mike?
That's not
Where's Mike? I thought it was park my car.
Well, that I've had that too.
I mean, come on, dude. Come on.
Where's Mike? Where's Mike? Is Mike here? Is Mike coming? Hey, where's, like, Mike's at home. You know, Mike's never coming to one of these things. Never.
No, you went to Callahan Hall last night.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you never ended up going?
I did not go.
I was going to say, I'd rather get hit by a car than watch a U of D game. Jesus.
No, I didn't end up going to Callahan Hall.
Ah!
But every MSU game, hey, is Mike there? Young, old, name it. Mike. Yeah. You. I bet you never get asked about me.
I don't know. I don't really talk to people. So it's different. I don't do. You're always.
Unless it's one of your dogs, one who would want to attack me.
No, you're always on parade. You're always.
On parade.
You are. You're like one of the floats in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. That's Rico. You're a giant Garfield, and you just see everybody all the time.
Mike, I'm not a small man. It's like people are going to see me no matter where I go.
I can't believe you just said that.
They're going to see me no matter where I go.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. We'll get to the phone calls next. Straight to the people. We've asked it week from today. Your presidential candidate or the Lions make a bold move? You pick. What do you want more? I'll take the bold move. Only one thing's uniting this country, and it's a Lions Super Bowl. a story everyone can get behind. Let's go to Tyrone. He's in Detroit. He's up next. Ty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, hey. Tyrone. How you doing?
Hey, I'm Fair Force Square. Listen, check it out. So many layers peeled on that onion. Rico the Float was hilarious. That just cracked me up. But I called to tell you guys, your car trainer, I found myself just on a random day just waking up saying, touchdown, black guy. And it has nothing to do with anything. You guys just cracked me up with that. But I thought about something. We need to add something to that. Mm. So I figured, why don't we just add, like, 3 points, white guy. Something like that to kind of, like, change up a little bit, if possible.
If the Pistons could make a three-pointer, it would actually be relevant. From downtown, listen, white guy.
Something. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I went to the game the other day in Boston, right? I mean, with Boston. And I swear to you, Tobias Harris was just jacking up threes and just missing. And I figured, like, dang, you know, I'm spending all this money for this type of team. And it's show, it wasn't a good showing.
No.
And I just felt kind of, to me, it looked like Ivy was leading that team. I don't know. Everybody is on the Cade Cunningham tip. But I'm not really a Cade Cunningham fan. I think Ivy is the leader of this team. You guys, what do you say?
Rico?
No, I mean, I think they want it to be Cade's team. They're paying it to be Cade's team. I think Ivy's trying to show his worth, and Ivy's trying to show that, you know what, it's not just about Cade, but when it comes down to it, Tyrone, this is Cade's team.
Which is another, but hold on, Tyrone, here's the bottom line. They can't play together regardless. Let's say what you're saying is true. Let's say Ivy is the alpha. It's never going to work for the reasons Rico just said. You just gave the other guy a max extension. Tyrone, they can't play together. So you either trade Cade and build around Ivy, or you trade everything around Cade and get a point guard in here to work with Cade and have a real backcourt. They have to make a decision.
Based on what I've seen, I'm trading Cade. I'm just being honest. And I'm going to see them play the Lakers next week, and I hope it's a better product. But to answer your question about the candidate or the Lions move,
yes,
my candidate is going to win anyway, so I'm definitely going to go for the Lions move.
Okay. Tyrone, we're just asking a question about what matters more to you. And I mean, a Lions Super Bowl is a unifying event. I can't help I'm the only Patriot in the room. Let's go to Rocky.
I think we need to find what Patriot is.
Rocky, what's going on? How are you? Uh-oh.
Wait, Rocky, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You there, Mike?
Yep, sounds good. Okay, we lost you there for a second. What's on your mind?
All right, so I just wanted to pick your guys' brains a little bit. So
Can't do it with that phone. I don't know if you're talking from the inside of an aquarium or what's going on.
I think Rocky may be on a speakerphone, so let's make sure.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get back to you, Rocky. Don't go anywhere.
Doug in Walled Lake is next. What's up, Doug?
How you doing, Michael? I haven't talked in a while, guys. How you both doing?
Good, brother. Hey, nice to hear from you again. What's going on?
Nice to hear. I want to move. my coworker texted me that little giggity dance that Dan did at the press conference, and I'm like, if that son of a gun knows something that we don't, I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, I've been waiting by my phone from Ian Rappaport or Schefter or somebody to give us a move. I, like you said, Mike, the world's going to burn no matter what. I mean, people are going to complain. We're all going to have to still get up in the morning and go to our jobs, tired as heck. But the Super Bowl is forever.
That's
right. Silver and Honolulu Blues parade will live in our heart forever. And like you said, everything's fallen into place, and I would rather have something cut out of this deadline than a great chair drop. That's the only thing we got last year was your chair drop that's lived on. The Super Bowl will live on forever, guys. And God dang it, screw the election. I want a Super Bowl.
I
want to move.
That's it. And I listen, you know, if people are part of it is, I mean, Doug, we try to have a good time. You know, I'm never going to make everybody happy. If people are all bent out of shape at this, oh, my God, it's no laughing matter. Get a grip. Will you please? Honest to God.
Yeah, but to some people, this is their Super Bowl.
Fine. Then take it down the road. I don't care.
See, it's that attitude right there is why I want you to run. You.
No,
2026.
No.
We'll find something for you to run in 2 years.
Fine. My first order of business is I'm forcing John Mara to sell the Giants.
Okay. There you go. Okay. David, can I have 30 seconds?
Oh, boy.
Mike, I love you like a brother. Oh, God. What was last night like for you? Just watching your games? Did you just turn off the TV? I'm not saying this. I'm literally at home like, I don't want to bother him, but this can't be a good night for him.
Last night was like the sports equivalent of the Challenger launch.
Okay. David, take a dex.
Hey, it's going to be a great night. Wait, did the shuttle just explode? Oh, no.
No, that was Freeman.
Oh, no. Oh, actually, here's my night. This is going to be awesome. I've got the World Series, the Yankees are going to respond, and the Giants are light entertainment. And yet again, I end up like the little guy in Planet of the Apes. I'm 5 minutes into my night. Hey, look, Freddie Freeman just hit a ball to Albany. Hey, look, Stanton's actually going to score. We're going to tighten this game up. Wait. Giants can't score in a whorehouse. We just scored. We're going for two. Aggression. What?
Okay. Did they know what the play was? Because I thought the Pittsburgh guy jumped offside.
I did too.
I'm like, Highsmith, wow, you get a free play. And then they're like, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That was my night.
Okay. I worry about you on nights like.
No, it just is what it is.
Nights
I told
like
you.
This.
I nights like. I can't take it. I can't take anymore. Wait a minute. I've waited 15 years to get back to the World Series. We're going to get swept, and then Ohtani's going to beat us to death with a broom.
I promise you, you will not get swept. The Yankees will win tonight.
Even better. Patronize me with a win tonight just so we have to fly to L.A. and lose in front of all those fake baseball fans. Oh, look, Jack Nicholson's corpse is at the game. I don't care. These people don't care. We brought out all the stars last night. We had Jeter. Even Fat Joe came to the game, and he's not even fat. He came
to
the game.
He's just Joe.
He's just Joe. Dude, it sucks, man. You barely sat down. It was 2-0 Dodgers.
Yeah. I was just like,
Freeman. I don't have time to care.
Freeman again.
Yeah, I know. Perhaps we shouldn't groove him fastballs early in the count.
All right. He can't run. Yeah. Just, you'd be better off just hitting him.
Once again, you may as well cue the confused little guy from Planet of the Apes. I quit.
All right. I love you.
You're fine. Straight to the people. We have asked a probing question. As we all await the Lions to make a move before the deadline, would you rather, what do you want more? Week from today, your candidate wins the election or your Lions go all in with a bold move? Come on, you know the answer. Bold move. Unify. Let's see if Rocky and his phone are back. Rocky, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. You hear me, Mike?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
1,000%.
Okay, so first off, I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
And second off, I wanted to say that I would much, much, much rather see Detroit win a Super Bowl versus the candidate thing.
Okay.
And my big question is, though, in regards to the Lions making a trade, do you think they need to aim for somebody as high as Myles Garrett or Max Crosby? Or do you think they could dial it back a little bit and still trade for somebody, but maybe not somebody that's going to cost them as much in draft capital and on the books once we get him here?
Rocky, I would tell him, I would say, now, according to Mike's thing,
what?
That bold move is that's top shelf type of player. That's you're going to give up some capital and you don't care. You're bringing in Crosby. You're bringing in Garrett. But realistically speaking, I think it's probably going to be a fourth or fifth round pick that you're going to go and get somebody else and you're going to add a depth piece.
Yeah, and I honestly think that would be fine because that's enough to get us through the season. And then supposedly they claim that barring any major setbacks, Hutch is going to be back if we do make a Super Bowl. So, I mean, we would have him on the other side for the big game, too.
Yeah, Rocky, I got some terrible news in that regard. I think that is nothing more than hopium by people. If Aiden has a rod in his leg and you make the Super Bowl and there's no setback, I mean, what do we really think? You think the guy's going out there and he's going to give you 50 snaps? He's going to have a win rate of, 30%? Come on. Aiden's done for the year. I don't want to hear it. If he descends down from the clouds and he shares a hyperbaric chamber with Terrell Owens, fine. I am approaching this. He is toast. And my thing is, why should I settle for less? Go out. You see how it's been done.
Yeah.
You see how the Eagles have done it with Howie Roseman. You see how Les Snead has done it with the Rams. You see how Eric DaCosta has done it in Baltimore. You see how John Lynch has done it in San Francisco. These are the preeminent franchises in this league who are always getting to or threatening to be in the Super Bowl. Be bold. And if you can't pull that off, that's fine. Do the best you can. So I can't answer it until I see a Schefter report that says the Lions tried. This is going to be the whole thing with the Tigers this season. We're going to do it again. Just like last year. Show me a report you got rejected. I'll respect you.
But if you the Carfax.
Yeah, if you don't try, why? The hell's the point of any of this? Win it once. Right, you realize if you're the Lions, you're Brad Holmes, you're Dan Campbell, you win the Super Bowl, they're putting up statues, not like Dwayne Wade, they're going to put up statues that actually look like you outside of Ford Field.
You mean that's not Bill Walton?
Where did they find this Dwayne Wade statue?
Dan Campbell. No, that's Bill Walton.
Right. Dan Campbell's statue looks like the Magic Johnson one outside of Breslin. You're like, wait, what? Where do they find these statues?
I believe that they have a warehouse. And in the warehouse, they're like, okay, show me what he looks like. As you said, is he black or white? Okay.
There's a pile of white statues and black statues. Right.
So then the artist
retiring.
The artist takes the photo and just starts walking down the aisle holding the photo. There we go. That's close enough.
Similar enough.
Chisel a jersey on him and we'll ship him off to that place. That kind of looks like Thanos. No, that's Dwayne Wade, not Thanos.
Is that Idris Elba?
No, it's Dwayne Wade.
Wait, what?
No, that's magic.
If you haven't,
really? That's
if you Russell. If you haven't seen the Dwayne Wade statue, just go look, guys. Just trust us,
or just go watch Infinity War.
Let's go to Antonio 97.1. Antonio, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddies, I got a different take from this.
Okay,
we need a defensive end in the worst way because we all can admit Levi Onwuzurike was a pleasant surprise this year. And I'm beginning to see leakage in the run game simply because that package of Levi, Reader, and McNeil, that rotation is the best in the league. But out of necessity, they've been putting Levi at the defensive end, and they got some guy I never heard of before, and they're rotating with McNeil and Reader, and we all know Reader could get injured, so we have to watch his snap counts. And just because they've been putting Levi at the defensive end, it's messing up the depth of the middle of in the interior of our defense. And I'm seeing leakage. I've seen the Tennessee running it down our throat, and I've seen Minnesota do
approach it like
better
this
than I would like.
All right, Antonio, how about this? We could even simplify it. You've lost four of your 8 or 9 man defensive line room. You lost John Kaminsky in training camp. You lost Pecco. You lost Davenport. You lost Aiden. For people who don't think defensive line is a need, you're living in a fantasy land. So I am with you, Antonio, totally. And I may not, I don't think it's like this direct thing where you're 100% right or I am. I think we both have a level of truth. The idea is that's why they need a real defensive end. You're right.
A real one.
Right. Antonio, why the hell am I going to buy shoes with a hole in it if I can get a brand new pair of Jordans? I mean, why are we bargain basementing here? You know what I mean, Antonio? Let's get the fresh kicks.
This Levi experiment at the defensive end, it's okay for now, but he needs to be in there with McNeil and giving Reader limited effective snap counts. We don't want to wear Reader down where he's ineffective towards the end.
I made the case yesterday, Antonio, if they don't go bold, I think you need two trades. I think you get another player who can rotate interior. Like, I brought up something. I said, look, if you went out and got Za'Darius Smith, why not call the Dolphins at 2-5 and go see if Calais Campbell wants to win?
I like that.
I know he's old, but he's playing at eye level. He's respected everywhere he's gone, so you can't hit me with the culture thing. There's not a locker room Calais Campbell's ever been in that he doesn't command respect. And he is a large human being that you could babysit. Give me 15, 20 snaps a week. Look, they need bodies, man. Mm-hmm. Because if you think this, not you, I'm saying if fans think this whole D-line is just going to be healthy the rest of the year, no problems, nothing to see, I think you're clinically insane.
Yeah, I would definitely say don't be seduced by these scores and winning. And see, it's all good because on the flip side of that great game that you played, you had a quarterback who kind of went down the field and put up a lot of yards. They turned the ball over a lot.
Sure.
Couldn't play special teams. But you can't have quarterbacks putting up almost 300 yards against you.
No, and not Mason Rudolph. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Look, we need to move. It's the unifying force. Let's go to Alex, 97.1. Alex, what's going on, buddy? Alex?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, first of all, great show. Love it. Listen to it almost every day.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
And second, Mike. Second of all, Mike, I think you'd make a great president.
Yeah. No. But thank you. I appreciate this.
Maybe, man.
Alex, wouldn't
he? The reason I'm calling is I just went to go vote, actually, in person, and I forgot that you can fill in candidates.
No.
Every single person I filled in was Jared Goff or Dan Campbell.
Excellent.
Yes. Give me that Lions Super Bowl.
Alex, that is what we need right there.
Alex, we need Valenti. You should have put him in there.
No. We just need.
I know, I should have.
We need a bold move at the deadline.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with the whole idea, though, it's not want, it's need?
Yes, I agree. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson is a powerful force, so we just don't have it without him. I mean, like you said, we lost four guys, and that's a lot. Like, we don't really have, 15 guys on D-line that are great. So, you got to get what you can get.
Hey, why not?
And
hey, listen.
Speaking of,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think Trey Hendrickson is bold enough, or do you think you see him as, like, a Za'Darius Smith?
No, that's a bold move.
It'd be amazing. Be an incredible move, okay. Alex. I need the Bengals to keep losing. I mean, if my Giants had a soul, the Bengals would be sitting there, totally dead. But we suck. So I apologize to you guys for that. But no, Alex, look, you got to ask. You don't get the order in life if you don't ask.
And we are asking for you to run for president. I screwed up college football. I can fix college football. Your president put me in charge of the FCC.
I like that.
I can change everything.
I like that.
You said I screwed it up. Make me in charge of the FCC. I will fix college football.
Rico owes us is basically the headline. It's tremendous. David, ticket text we'll get to in a little bit. Let's get a little football. We'll get back to the callers as well. News of the day. It's not a big deal, but I mean, it's another big-time team loading the wagon. Deontay Johnson's a Raven. That's a good acquisition for them. We'll get to a little football next, 97.1.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.